Call the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee back from recess. I think that's the right way to do that. Folks, we have the Dash A35 amendments, which I think the number speaks for itself. We've really struggled with this. Chris, can you just go over what we have? And I'll just say for those who have been following along very closely, the Dash 35s are basically the same as the Dash 32s, except with some errors fixed and with the study deleted, because the study will go into a different bill because it has fiscal and we don't want to load this one down any more than it already is. Okay, Chris.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. The two key changes in the Dash 35 are located, well, the best I can, I'm thinking the easiest way to describe this is actually, if you're looking at the Dash A35's lines 4 through 7, is text that modifies the cap. So you kind of have to get a sense for what it does. The best way is probably to side by side the A35's with the A engrossed version of the bill. And it modifies the cap. So I have kind of a hand engrossed that I was using to help myself work through it. And what it does is it maintains the $20 million cap for facilities other than wind-powered projects that have an installed capacity of 15 megawatts or less. So basically the change here is that if you are a large project, meaning capacity greater than 15 megawatts, the cap is $10 million. If you're a wind project, the cap is $10 million. All other projects, the cap is unchanged at $20 million. So the smaller projects maintain the $20 million cap.
Okay, unfortunately, I've just found another mistake.
Yeah.
This is installed capacity of 15 megawatts or less. Elsewhere in the bill, it's less than 15 megawatts. On page 3, but... On page 3 of the amendment, line 9.
Okay, that gets at the percentage piece. So the first part I was talking about was the cap. So the cap going down to 10 or 20 million. Now, okay, moving ahead to page 3 on the section that you're talking about. The way this section works, it's all within subsection 4, and that's the amount of the credit, the percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So subsection 4 is you have a small A and a small B. So small A, those are the 50%. Those are the projects that get the 50% credit. And those projects are the renewable energy manufacturing facilities, so the renewable manufacturing equipment, or a facility other than wind that has increased capacity of less than 15 megawatts, and that is renewable, the small I and small double I.
Oh, okay.
So those small projects get the 50% credit, and that all falls under Section 4, Paragraph A. So then Section 4, Paragraph B on line 12 is the 30%. And so the projects that get a 30% project are basically projects that aren't described in sub A, that are not described in little a. So 4A is a 50% credit for the renewable manufacturing or facilities with capacity less than 15 megawatts other than wind. And then sub B, the 30%, are facilities other than those described in paragraph A.
Okay, I guess the question is, if you combine the first page, what happens to a facility that is 15 megawatts? It's not less than, it's not more than, but it's actually 15 megawatts.
The way the language works for the cap is it defines the 20 million cap for projects that have installed capacity less than 15 million, or
15 megawatts,
or it's 40 million for the manufacturing facilities, and in all other cases it's 10 million.
Okay.
So that's where the large projects, say you have a 25 megawatt facility, they don't get the $20 million cap because their megawatts are greater than 15. They're not a equipment manufacturing, so they don't get the 40. And then on line 9, page 5 of the A engrossed, it's the $10 million in case of any other facility. So the $10 million is an other category. It's a catch-all category.
Okay, so to rephrase, if you have a solar facility that is exactly 15 megawatts, so that would get the $20 million cap.
Install capacity of 50 megawatts or less, yes.
So, but then they would only get 30% because they would be not less than 15 megawatts because they would be right at 15 megawatts. That's what my concern is.
Oh, right.
So we need another thing. But let's not let that hold us back. The intent is to have 15 megawatts or less rather than, because that's
right.
That's the basis for setting the $20 million cap, is 15 megawatts or less. And the other language says less than 15 megawatts, and it needs to say 15 megawatts or less. So that's not a substantive change, but it will run this into tomorrow, which means that my mental health will have to spend another day in jeopardy. Senator Telfer?
No, I was just wondering if that really, that line 8 and 9 on page 3 really needs to be changed to 15 or less.
Now, let's see. The one that has an installed capacity, yes, because the intent on the, you see, what we want to do for 15 megawatts or less is have the full meal deal, the $20 million cap and the 50%.
But you don't think that's taken care of on line 5 on page 1?
It is. It's taken care of on page line 5 of page 1, but then when you get to line 9 of page 3, it has where you're setting your percentage, you're saying it has to be less than 15 megawatts. So basically what you're doing for the ones that are 15 megawatts, wow, it probably will never come up, but for those that are exactly 15 megawatts, you've got a $20 million cap at 30%. That's what that would do, unfortunately. And my apologies for not catching it earlier. So, Chris, continue.
Well, those were the two big changes in the A35s.
Okay.
And then you have the applicability clauses.
Okay.
And those are on page 5 of the amendments. In section 8, all of the provisions of the bill except for the reduction in cap and percentage are applicable to preliminary certifications issued on or after June 1st, 2009. In section 9, there's the applicability clause for the reduction in the cap to $10 million and the reduction in the percentage to 30%. And those apply to completed applications for free certification received on or after July 1, 2009. So somebody who submits an application, say, today, they would need to get in the door, so to speak, if they meet all the other requirements of the bill, but they would be eligible for the, if they meet the requirements, the $20 million cap and the 50% credit.
So the tighter requirements for approving pre-certifications, including the backlog that they have now, will apply to any pre-certification that is issued after June 1st. But in terms of how much of a Betsy you qualify for, if your completed application is in by July 1st, and the pre-certification would be issued sometime later, if your completed application is in by July 1st, then you will qualify for the full Betsy as it exists before this bill. In other words, $20 million, 50%. And that was to take into account folks who have invested quite a bit of money for pre-application. And so they will be accommodated that by that, but they will still have to comply with the criteria for pre-certification that's in the bill. Any questions? Okay, I regret to say that we will have to bring this up one more time tomorrow. Tomorrow we will take up the new and improved amendment to 2904 and the dash 36 amendment, which will be to clean up that one remaining little tweak on this. And we will also consider the study that was one of the finest parts of this bill. We are taking out because there is a fiscal to that, and we want to consider that separately because it will have to go to Ways and Means. So we're going to bring another bill to committee tomorrow to put the study into that bill and move that along. Hopefully the amendment will be ready by then. So we are adjourned.